The shop was a hive of noise. People cheered as the lights flickered to a steady glow. Robert stood on a crate. "We must keep this stable," he shouted to his neighbors. Many pushed through them. "The load is too high now," she cried, checking screens. "We have to shed some weight." Dorothy wiped sweat from her brow and gripped the valves. "I cannot close the vents. Use the manual override," Robert instructed his team. "If it blows, we lose all." Virginia hurried over then. "The council is cutting the main feed from the bridge." "Let them," Robert said, his eyes fierce and determined. "We have our own circuit. But we are straining it," Elias added from the door. "The grid is redlining." Robert jumped off the crate. "Bring me the master key." Minnie handed it to him. "Be careful, Robert," she whispered, eyes full of fear. "If this fails, they win." Robert locked the key in. "It will not fail today." The machines roared louder. A spark jumped and hissed. "Watch the surge," Dorothy yelled as the room dimmed. "It is pulling too hard." Robert forced the lever. "We give them the power." The lights flared intense. Every block on the grid erupted in a warm yellow. The crowd outside shrieked. "It is working," they cried. Robert collapsed, breathing hard as the hum settled. Minnie stood by his side. "You almost killed us all." "But the city has power," Robert replied, grinning. "The council is powerless. For now," Virginia warned, looking at the dark street. "They will send the police." "Then let them come here," Elias said, ready to fight. "We have our neighbors now." Robert stood up, stronger. "We are a community now. We are not just a family. We are a movement, really." The door groaned open slow. A lone detective stepped in. He looked at the consoles. "I saw the lights go on." He looked at the family. "You are either heroes or you are total criminals." Robert walked to meet him. "It depends on who asks." The detective looked down. "I am just a man who is tired of sitting in dark." He pulled a badge out then. "I will buy you some time." "Why?" Minnie asked him. "Because my kids are warm." The room fell into silence. The stakes were shifting. They had a new ally now. But the CEO was watching. He sat in a high tower, darkness on his face now. "Destroy them," he ordered. "Do not stop for anyone." The tension grew. The peace was fragile now. They were in the crosshair. The real war was beginning. The towers stood together. They would not give up now.